us for this series of episodes talking about sustainability. Today, I have John Ridd, the CEO and co-founder of Green Pixie, on as a guest. So welcome, John.
It's great to be here, Jenny.
Now, can you tell the viewers a little bit about what Green Pixie is?
Yeah, so Green Pixie is a cloud sustainability company, first and foremost, who focuses on the highest quality possible data for cloud sustainability for the main cloud providers out there. And we'll be digging into this for many years now.
So on this topic of sustainability and cloud sustainability, what has been changing in the last year? Is there a different attitude about sustainability that you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we first started out 4+ years ago at this point, there was a lot of almost awareness building about the impact of cloud computing on the environment. But now the consensus is we know that there's an environmental problem, and it's more what are the solutions to make me understand that and know how we're going to impact that as an enterprise.
So when we talk about technology sustainability, is it just cloud sustainability we have to be concerned about?
So cloud sustainability is an increasingly important part of IT sustainability. Now we're going past 3% of global emissions associated with IT sustainability at large, which is more than the entire aviation industry. So all the planes in the sky, all the airports running, and all the fuel being burned, and the manufacturing, the IT sector far exceeds that at this point. And the legacy on-premise footprint of that is a considerable amount. But I would say in terms of the addressable CO2, that is more and more in the cloud space. We're moving more and more to the cloud, and that is where the carbon footprint for IT will likely remain in the future. The good news is the variability of how the cloud is utilized and the flexibility of why everyone's moving over is also the benefit of how we can reduce the waste and the CO2 in the cloud. And of course, the cloud itself is highly optimized, and hyperscalers have managed to really, through their own incentives, make it as efficient as possible in terms of performance, and the enterprises themselves can clean up and identify any ways to clean up the CO2 with that as well.
That's a great perspective. I had not thought about it's easy to make different decisions in the cloud, where if you've had a data center build out, it's really hard to make adjustments after the fact.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to CIOs, CXOs, especially clients that you may work with, has their perspective on managing sustainability changed at all? Are they more proactive now, or they're still looking at it as, this is something I just have to do?
Yeah. And it's an interesting perspective, and it depends on the exact person and culture you're dealing with. But the truth is sustainability is an impacting factor. If somebody's very pro-sustainability and it works their culture, or even if sustainability is potentially not so much in the dynamic, because a combination of regulation coming in Europe for global companies in the US and European-based companies, you have to do this, if you like it or not. And that's a rising tide with CRSD to give an example. But I would say the leaders in the space can actually use sustainability as a tailwind to really facilitate the business outcomes that they really care about. It isn't sustainability for sustainability's sake. It's a great way to engage engineers to identify waste, clean up cost, and catalyze FinOps ultimately. And we think sustainability data for cloud can be embraced for any enterprise, and it would be in their interest.
So what are some of the challenges these leaders face if they're trying to get their sustainability metrics going or their reporting? Like, what are some of the things they have to think about?
So when it comes to CIOs and the technical teams that they represent, same with CTOs, technical people need good data, otherwise they ignore it. And our perspective is providing sustainability data to the same fidelity as you would in terms of costs, in terms of latency, in terms of any critical data source for your business. And that's the standard that you need to have in order to have an enterprise fully embrace cloud sustainability data. When the data tends to be put under the microscope, then technical people tend to uncover problems, and then the trust tends to go down. So that's what we're finding is really needed in terms of the kind of the CIO side of things, and that's where we continue to dig down into.
Okay. And is there certain KPIs that often are interesting to the CIO or CXO, and you know, what are they looking at as ways to improve their footprint?
Yeah, so what we're finding is increasingly, so scope 2, scope 3 data associated with cloud and their on-premise or hybrid setup is very important. And to have a granularity of data to understand if that, then what is happening to the CO2 and the water usage of a setup. What we find is there is reporting requirements at different levels within the world.
ESG
reporting. In Europe, it's further ahead in terms of the pressure. Mm-hmm. In the US, it's certainly still there. But when it comes to really valuing the data, it ultimately lies in how can this really make an enterprise change? How can it save costs? How can I make my engineering teams care about this? And that's when we start working very well with TBM and FinOps frameworks. Because mm-hmm. A lot of the challenges that these frameworks have already faced is the similar frameworks for which we're embracing, and we feel that we can really help them use sustainability as a town square to get different people reading off the same hymn sheet.
When it comes to developers, do they have an impact on overall sustainability?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think the power lies in the software engineers' hands largely. And what we've found is by giving them high quality carbon data and water usage data, it enables them to identify waste opportunities within the cloud, and they then begin to really start engaging in cleaning up waste rather than building, which they obviously love to do. And FinOps already has well-developed frameworks in identifying the cost wastage that accumulates within the cloud. But what we've found is by adding sustainability data into the mix, they tend to be over 2 times more engaged to ultimately clean up the waste. So they get the cost savings and the sustainability savings too. And we feel that's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, that sounds like a great, you know, side benefit. The company saves money while doing better for the environment.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how sustainability can be connected to business value, because you mentioned, you know, not doing sustainability just for sustainability's sake. So how can businesses connect that effort to things that they do care about?
So what we've found in 2024 is better sustainability is a pretty low value business proposition, if I'm being very brutal. And luckily for us, high quality cloud sustainability data enables businesses to hit the most important business targets they need to be able to hit their revenue targets and their most important business goals. And cost savings is an example where everyone's looking to save costs, needless costs, because they can be reinvested in areas. They want to use those pounds or dollars to reinvest into the most important areas of the companies, and sustainability data is a way to engage in that sense. And as a wider point, which sounds soft but is very important, getting people to care at a very essential level is so important for business. And having high quality sustainability data into these engineering teams and into the wider leadership teams really engages and brings attention to important aspects in IT in a way that enables them to continue growing, clean up waste and the rest of it. And the third point is what we've seen as a company and what we're seeing elsewhere is to bring in the next generation of talent into the IT industry and beyond. Sustainability is something they really, really care about. And by properly embracing that as a company and enables you to kind of maybe get the ideal person you're after against someone else. So sustainability is the middle step between the hard business outcomes that everyone wants to get to continue growing.
So it can be a competitive advantage.
Yes.
When it comes to talent and retention and things like that. I hadn't thought of it that way, but mm-hmm. It makes sense. People want to work for a responsible company.
Yeah, exactly.